More revelations at the weekend about what's been going on in children's hospitals here after last week's news of an audit into unnecessary hip operations on children and another delay in the completion of the new National Children's Hospital. A report in the Sunday Times of an internal investigation by Children's Health Ireland, which found a consultant was referring public patients to his own private clinic and delaying operations for children for up to 3 years. The report claims the consultant was paid thousands of euro via the state's National Treatment Purchase Fund. Children's Health Ireland runs children's hospitals at Crumlin, Temple Street and Talla, as well as an urgent care centre at Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown. The CEO of the HSE, Bernard Gloucester, told yesterday's This Week programme that any misuse of public funds will be reported to Gardaí, while he added all options about the future of CHI are now being considered, following a conversation with the Minister for Health. Marie Sherlock is Labour Party Health Spokesperson and TD for Dublin Central and is with us now. Marie Sherlock, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Your reaction to what was reported, what was revealed over the weekend?
Well, I think after reading those stunning revelations, I think we're all left with the question now as to what is going on in CHI, who is actually in charge. Yet another catalogue of failure in terms of clinical governance and oversight. And as you said, there are allegations that a surgeon's actions may have delayed the timely access to care for children, that there was an abuse of public money through the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And crucially as well, that the HSE and the Department of Health appear to have been kept in the dark, notwithstanding that Children's Hospital Ireland has been in a kind of form of semi-permanent crisis now for the past 3 years. And ultimately, you know, this is having a desperately damaging impact, I think, in the confidence of families attending CHI, but also having a very severe impact on staff on the ground, many of whom are doing an excellent job day in, day out. And we need to stop this drip feed of revelation and crisis and get a handle on the situation now.
In a statement to us, the Children's Health Ireland have said that they regularly conduct internal reviews to ensure any issues are identified and addressed across our services. CHI is a learning organisation and service improvements through internal reviews and clinical audits, which are an essential tool to support this, will continue to be a priority. Now, Bernard Gloucester told Justin on This Week yesterday that given the scale of the concerns expressed by the Minister for Health in relation to what was called a succession of issues with CHI in recent times, all options about the future of the entity were now being considered. What do you think should happen now to Children's Health Ireland?
Well, look, I think as a starting point, we need to see the publication of the internal inquiry, the 2021 internal inquiry, and we need to see an audit of the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Like, there's 230 million of state money going into that fund every year to effectively buy our way through the waiting list. But I suppose most crucially now, we need to see a fundamental change in how CHI is being run. I think firstly, I welcome what the Minister has done over the weekend in terms of adding HSE board members to the board of CHI and in terms of that enhanced operational oversight. But to my mind now, CHI has to come under the direct control and oversight of the HSE.
Which it's not at the moment. People might be confused about that. It's not at the moment, is that right?
Absolutely. So CHI, the chair of the board of CHI is directly accountable to the Minister for Health. Yet the HSE funds CHI and ultimately has been left answering questions about the failures in CHI. And I think now we need to move to a situation where the HSE takes direct operational control of Children's Hospital Ireland. The board, we have already been on the record raising very serious concerns about the capacity of the board to implement the very necessary recommendations arising from the HICWA review and ultimately manage that transition to the new children's hospital. And I think now we need to make sure that there's a real grasp of the situation, that we stop this drip feed of revelation and crisis, and that the HSE takes control of Children's Hospital Ireland.
The National Treatment Purchase Fund, in a statement to us, say they're deeply concerned to read reports of a CHI internal investigation alleging issues around payments made to a CHI hospital by the NTPF for insourcing treatment for public patients. They say, for clarity, the NTPF only pays hospitals directly for insourcing work. Payments are never made by the NTPF to any individual consultants. Does the very setup, though, of the NTPF, paying hospitals and consultants, albeit indirectly, to see public patients privately, to cut waiting lists, now in place for 23 years, run the risk of this happening?
Well, look, I, as I say, I think we need to see an audit into the National Treatment Purchase Fund processes now, because the very sizable amount of money, 230 million euros from, in terms of the waiting list action plan, is being put into the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Much more, I may add, that much more than what has been put into the HSE with regards to dealing with the waiting list at this point in time. And I suppose we, certainly in the Labour Party, have always had a deep discomfort with the National Treatment Purchase Fund, because effectively we're relying on the private sector to deal with the waiting lists at when we very much need to be focusing on building up those resources within the public sector. But I think even to hear that the National Treatment Purchase Fund is expressing concern about the reports over the weekend is telling in itself, because were they informed about this 2021 inquiry within CHI? And ultimately, there's a whole raft of questions here. You know, has the surgeon in question been referred to the medical council? What correspondence, if any, happened from CHI to the National Treatment Purchase Fund? And indeed, you know, why didn't CHI report these very worrying situation to the Minister for Health, the Minister for Health of the day? That the Minister for Health and the HSE are kept in the dark about this, as has been reported over the weekend, you know, is it gives us no confidence, I think, in terms of the CHI's ability to be able to manage ongoing crisis and indeed ensure those key actions that need to be taken to get its act together into the future will actually happen.
Marie Sherlock, Labour Party Health Spokesperson and TD for Dublin Central, thank you for speaking with us. It's 8:31. Brian Jennings has the latest news.